I know we can do better than that, amen.
Amen.
This is the Lord's day, amen. John said that I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I hope and pray that we all have came for the right reason. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I tell you what, man, we had such a great time in Bible class this morning. You know, I'm fired up, amen. Great singing this morning, and we just really do appreciate you being with us today. Open your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 28. If you got a Bible, you need one, raise your hand. We'll get one to you. But we are a Bible-believing church, amen. The Bible says over there in 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 21, prove all things and hold fast that which is good. Hebrews 9:27 is appointed to me and wants to die, and after that cometh the judgment day. So we are very investigative. We prove all things and we test all things to make sure that they are in accordance to the teaching of God's word. This morning I want to talk to us about power, amen, about the power of the word of God. He just got through singing about we have victory, amen, in Christ Jesus and being Christians, amen. John 10:10 says, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, amen. But guess what, brethren? It all begins with the authority and the power of God's word. Paul said in Romans 1:16 that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but it is the power of God unto salvation. And guess what, brother? When we do have that power in the word of God. You know, we talk all the time here about 66, 39, and 27. That 66 is the 66 books in the Bible, amen. And those 39 is the 39 of the Old and 27 of the New Testament. That is, here we go again. See, what we're trying to do is transform our thinking so that we may have, like Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in us which is in Christ Jesus, so that we can be Christ-like, amen. So that we may all speak the same thing and be of the same mind. So here when we say the 39 represents the 5, the 12, the 5, and the 17, that is the five books, that is the Pentateuch, the 12 books of history, the 5 books of poetry, and the 17 major minor prophets. And guess what, brethren? They all point to Jesus Christ coming, amen, into the world in order that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly, amen. Then once Jesus have came, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, amen, that is, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now this is when victory come, amen. We go to the book of Acts and we see how people were saved. We got examples there on the day of Pentecost. Peter stood up and preached. He said, therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made that same Jesus whom he has crucified, both Lord and Christ. When they heard this, they became pricked in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And this is what I love, brethren. And ye shall receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are holy. Holy Spirit church through the power of the word of God. Amen. And then verse 47 said, what does it say, Brother Frazier? Praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord, I'm glad he said, the Lord added to the church daily such that should be saved. You can't join this church. You can't be voted in. You can't be voted out. Amen. The Lord had to do the adding to the church. So we got examples in the book of Acts how people were saved. Then once they got saved, we got 21 books that teach us how to live, amen. That is from the book of Romans to the book of Jude, and I like that last book. That's the payday book, amen. That's the book of Revelation, amen. Revelation 2:10, be thou faithful unto death in order to receive a crown of life, amen. And that's what we're living for, amen. We're living, 1 John 5:13, to know that these things were written that we may know that we have eternal life. Don't you let nobody walk up to you and say, are you going to heaven? You better I'll say say, yes, I know I'm going to heaven, amen. Because for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He died on the cross. He shed blood, Acts 20 and 28. The blood that he shed, it purchased the church, amen. And because of that, brother, I know I'm going to heaven, amen. That's what we're here for, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Now, I'm sorry, brother, I'm excited about that, amen. Am I right about it? So you might as well get excited about it too, amen. Because we call ourselves Christians, amen. Oh, Brother Bradley told me, Sean told me the other day, Dr. John told me just a few minutes ago, we got so excited in Bible class. I said, John, you should have seen some expression on some of the people's face. He said, what's in comes out, amen. Y'all got that? What's in comes out, amen. Am I right? What's in comes out, amen. You know a tree by its fruit, amen. So let's look at Matthew 28. Here's the title, powers that we have based on the word of God. Here in Matthew 28, Jesus said, Jesus came to speak unto them, and by that word them, write him apostles, saying, all power, by the word power, right, Romans 1:16, it is the power of the word of God, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of, underline that word name of, that we're naming by the authority of Jesus, because all power is given unto Jesus where? In heaven and in earth. That is by the authority, that is that everything that we do must be done by the authority of Jesus. If you want power based on the word of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am, look what he says here, with you. See, the power is with us based on the name of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, with you always, even until the end of time. Now, let me slow it down a little bit, because that's some strong descriptive adjectives that we need to understand as we apply spiritual principles. Amen. Because that's what it's all about. We're in a transforming mode here this morning. Amen. When we leave here today, if we can say we came here just a little bit better than when we left, that's enough to make the church say amen. 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 Some folks say, well, did you have church? Did you have a good time at church this morning? We had a wonderful time. Well, did it change you? Amen. Did you leave just a little bit better than when you came? Amen. Instead of cussing four times, maybe you may only cuss two times. Amen. That's that transforming. Don't y'all look at me funny. We all have sin. Amen. And fall short of the glory of God. Don't y'all get too holy up in here. Amen. Because we're in a transforming mood. But these adjectives, let me look at them one more time because I want you to see them. Amen. He says, if you want this power, and you want this power to be with you, amen. That's what you want. That's the name of the lesson. Amen. It must be done by authority. We got the perfect law of liberty. Anything you want to know, we ain't got to ask Oprah. We ain't got to ask nobody of the world. It's in the book, amen. All you have to do is study to show yourself approved unto God. A worker needed not to be ashamed, but you rightly divide God's word. All you got to do is examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith, unless you become disqualified. But listen, brethren, too many of us take wrong advice. You got to take the right advice, the advice in the book, by his name, through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has all authority under heaven and earth, if you want the power to be with you, not sometimes, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday, but always, in good times and bad times, when you got a pocketbook full of money or when you broke. Amen. But with you always, you need to underline that, amen. And when you study God's word, that's the mindset that you need to have. What a friend we have in Jesus, amen, to realize that if God be for us, who can be against us, that my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And guess what, folks? I believe that. Amen. I believe that. Not my FICO score. Not what kind of job I have, not where I live, amen, but based upon the authority of the word of God. And I hope you got that, because I did, amen. Now, this was not in my lesson, but I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes for you people who were not here. Go with me to the book of James, amen, because that's some good points that we need to talk about. But what are we trying to do? Brother Frazier, we're trying to get power, amen? We trying to strengthen our power, amen? We got to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the work of the Lord. Ephesians 4:3, we got to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And guess what, folks? It comes through the power of the Word of God. People are diluting the Word. People are perverting the Word. People are twisting the Word. People are changing the Word. People are adding to or taking away from God's Word. But when you do that, you lose the power of the Word of God. Go to the book of James. We talked about this morning. I have to give you these words, amen. Because if you weren't here, you missed it. Talking about that old tongue, amen. Talking about that old tongue. Look at here, verse number 6. And this is what I want you to see. James chapter 3 and verse number 6. And this is what I want you to see. And if you got your Bible, underline these words. Because, brethren, those words describe me. Those words describe you. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, if it wasn't because of the love of God, if it wasn't because of the goodness of God, I would still be there. Amen. But through the transforming power of the Word of God and my understanding, God has brought me a mighty long way. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody cut you loose yet.
No.
All right, let's go. Look what he says. James 3. Look what he says. I want you to read it with me. And I want you to see. Because it gives a description of this tongue. He says, and the tongue is as fire. Underline the word fire. A world of iniquity. That tongue not only is fire, but it brings iniquity in our life. You ever heard people say, I don't know what's wrong with him. You do know what's wrong with him. He got the devil in him. Because you can't be but two ways. You can be right. Or wrong. You can be for Christ, or you can be against Christ. Matthew 6:24 says you can't serve two masters. You will love one, or you will hate the other. For you can't serve God and mammon. So either you're right and you're wrong. So what he's simply saying to us, see, this power that we have in Christ Jesus by his name, that he's going to be with us always, brethren, we can't do nothing to lose it. So number one, he said, now I want you to be careful that this tongue in your mouth, you can't tame it, but the only thing that you can do is keep it in subjectivity. Keep it lined up with the word of God. And you must know that. You must understand that. Because it is fire, and because you can't keep it in subjectivity, what does it do? It allows iniquity to be a part of your life. You got that? Now, let's continue to read. He says, and the tongue is as fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue among your members, that is, that's the next word, it defile the whole body. You lose power when your tongue becomes fire. You allow iniquity in your life. And then what it does, it makes your body is defiled. Everything around you ain't no good. Oh, excuse me. It's not no good. We got guests. I better talk right. Let me talk right. Hush your mouth. I want them to say, he sure is cunning. I knew it. from a saved country. Amen. It defiles the whole body because iniquity is there and there is fire. Now let's continue to read because I want you to see it. Because see, we look for power, amen. When you leave it, you want to be full of power, amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, amen. See, he said, teach them to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you even until the end of time. So because of study and because of that promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the word is in our temple, but the word can't be in the temple if your body is dirty. Right. Or you got iniquity in your life. Because your body is defiled because you don't realize how powerful that tongue is, that is, it is a fire. Now look a little more. It defiled the whole body. And then it set it on fire, the course of nature. Underline that word nature. That word nature means everything around you. See, it makes no difference where you live. It makes no difference how much it costs. I don't care. It's in the right side of town. But brother, you can have a beautiful home and have a home messed up. Your wife can be pretty as whoever you want to be pretty as. But if your body has been defiled and nature all around it ain't no good. If you got to go to work tomorrow and hate you got to go because you don't like nobody there because everybody around there is defiled, brother, I don't want that job. Amen. Come on, brother. Because if you got to leave work and ride around your house three times to go in or go to happy hour to get happy to go in, something wrong with your spirituality. You have lost the power of the word of God. And let me give them to you. It says fire, amen, because of iniquity, because it defiles the body, and the nature and everything around that consume you, consume me, because we don't have the power of the word of God to fight or to be able to, as Paul says in Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to fight the wiles of the devil. Let's go a little bit further. Y'all got that? Now, if you leave here, well, let me move on. Go with me to the book of Philippians 3:10. Because, see, this power comes in Philippians 3:10. Through what Jesus has done for us. And this is the word I want you to note. If you had to write a word down, write resurrection down. Write resurrection down. Resurrections, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Why did Jesus come? Luke 19:10. He came to seek and save that which was lost. So because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Philippians 3:10, he says, that I may know. Underline that word know. See, if you don't know, you can't understand. You don't have guidance. You don't have assurance. Because the mindset, knowledge, gives us wisdom. Amen. In order for the power of God to work in our life. But, brother, it got to be based on knowledge. Understanding. Why you think the Bible says over in 1 Corinthians 1:10 that we all speak the same thing, be of the same mind, and be of the same judgment. That there be no division among us, but that we be perfectly joined together because of knowledge. To know. To be ignorant is dangerous. You know what the word ignorance means? It means you just don't know. But stupidity is, James 4:17, to him who knoweth to do good and do it and not, to him is a sin. See, then you're stupid. And that's on tape. Now, you can be ignorant. You just don't know no better. The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8 was ignorant. But Philip went up to him and said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, how can I except for a man guide me? He had been to worship. He had came all the way from Ethiopia and went all the way to Jerusalem to worship. He was ignorant. He was reading out the Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 53. How a lamb was led dumb before his shear. And when Philip went up to him, he said, well, do you understand what you're reading? He said, well, how can I except some man should guide me? He was ignorant. The Bible said he began to preach Jesus to him. You know Acts 19? They said, have you got the Holy Ghost yet? They says, what Holy Ghost? Says, what baptism were you baptized under? They say, John's baptism. But John's baptism wasn't no good. Because John, Malachi 3 said he was a forerunner who came to prepare the way for Jesus. Amen? But they just didn't know. The Bible said they went and talked in the more perfect way. They talked them about Jesus. They gave them knowledge. They gave them understanding. And then what did they do? They got baptized. Knowledge. Oh, you brothers and sisters, we are making terrible mistakes when we take for granted the Word of God. When you don't study the Word of God every day of your life. Sometimes we need to do it two or three times because that devil is busy. Amen. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Because our goal, our focal point, we need to be like a laser point. To be laser focused on the power of the Word of God that we may know. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be as they are in Romans 16. By fast speeches and smooth words, being deceived because you are simple-minded. And what I mean by that, don't let me control your spirituality. You know, I tell them, Quinn here, I tell them, I said, look here. I said, just because I said it don't make it right. Just because I sit up here and preach to you, what I'm telling you, don't you think it's right? Because I can make a mistake. I can err. You owe it to your spirituality, whatever I said, to go back and check it out. Amen. To make sure it's right. Because John 12, 48 said, he that rejected me and received not my words has one to judge him. The words that are spoken, the same shall judge us in the last days. Amen. We're going to be judged by the book, amen. Not by what our lives said. Y'all say, that's my preacher, but I'm still human. And I can make a mistake. The power of the resurrection, he says here, this, that I may know him. Who is him? Jesus. But I word him, right? Jesus. Just write Jesus. See, people don't know Jesus. See, people don't know Jesus. See, I don't know Obama. I know of him. But I don't know him. Now I know him like I know Jesus. So I know Mary's little boy. So I know Jesus. I know Jesus. See, some of y'all say you know him, but see, that you knowing ain't gave your mindset transforming power to obey him. Because faith without works is what? See, faith without works is what? Hebrews 11, 1, faith is substance. That substance is, that's the power of the Word of God. Amen. That's the substance that is in there that gives you the mindset to know who he is. Amen. That work going to motivate your feet to move. See, your feet going to move in the right direction. Am I right? Your feet ain't going to take you nowhere. Ain't got no business taking you. Amen. See, your hands ain't going to let you touch nothing. So they can put a casino right across the street because I know Jesus. I ain't going in there. Am I right? That's when you know Jesus, amen. Stand up straight. Y'all with me? See, y'all with me. See, that was power of do with you. That's what we got to get. The knowledge, we got to get power. The church is hurting because church ain't leaning on the power of the Word of God. Because he's gonna be with you even until the end of time. Amen. You wake up in the morning, what a friend we have in Jesus. Am I right? And then you got your wife, you know, twang with. Am I right? That's your partner? Am I right? Man, what you got? Double power, amen? That y'all with me? Let me hurry up. Let me hurry up. I got about 3 points. Now, y'all say it's Father's Day. Let's go. Y'all with me? That I may know him and the power, that they were, right, of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made, and this is the word I want you to underline, comfortable unto his death. Now underline that word comfortable, because that word simply means that we are like him. That is in comparison. See, because of the power of the word of God, we are heirs of God and we are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Amen. Know ye not that you were buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That is, that because of Jesus' resurrection, because he died, buried, and resurrection, he gave us power so we can be comfortable with him, so that we can have fellowship not only with him, but one with another. Amen. Now hold your spot right there. I'm going to go you one more time. I want to show you what we're talking about. Go with me to 1 John. All right. See, 1 John 1. See, in 1 John 1, in verse 5, see, power make you love one another in spite of. He says, 1 John 1:5. This then is the message which we have heard of him. By the word message, that's right, 66 books. Is that good enough? That's the whole Bible, am I right? From Genesis to Revelation, amen. See, that's the message we receive. Faith come by hearing by the word of God, amen. We receive this message every day, amen. We receive it every day of him by Jesus. And we're going to declare it unto you, and we got it, James 1:25, with just the perfect law of liberty. That God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now the word is comfortable. God is light. If you're going to be comfortable with him, you got to be light. Because in him there's no darkness at all. Amen. That's the power. When darkness allows, you lose power. Amen. That's comfortable. Now, look, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with Jesus and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. You can fool some of the people summertime, but you'll never fool God. God looks high and God looks low. Amen. God know what you're doing. Amen. You can say amen all you want to. You can shake my hand, smile, and say amen. But what's dawn in the dark, gonna come to light. Because you can't fool God. Amen. Because in God, there is no darkness. Now, let me read on. He says here, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, he said we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sin. And what that's simply saying is, you can't have the power of the resurrection, you can't be comfortable with Jesus Christ and hate your brother. Because that word koinonia, the Greek word, it means a working relationship that we have together as brothers and sisters in Christ, because we both are alike and we both know that gives us a common relationship, that is through the power of the word of God. But it comes all by that power of fellowship through the death, burial, and resurrection. Why do you think the Bible said you got all against your brother, leave your gift at the altar and go be reconciled with him? Why Matthew 18:15? That is, if your brother offend you, go to him and him alone. If he hear you, you have gained a brother. Listen, brethren, we all have sin, amen. There's not a perfect person in here, amen. But what you got to utilize is the power of the resurrection. But before you can use it, number one, you got to know. And then when you know, we have fellowship, amen. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We are a royal priesthood. And guess what? We take all our power and we fight the devil with that power, amen. 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 Now, if you lost your power, I understand. Amen. I got power. Can y'all tell me I got some power? Huh? Y'all think I'm preaching to wake up my family. I do it all the time. And do it all the time. All right. Amen. I'm having a good time. Amen. Now you get through before I do, you can leave. Somebody said, well, how long are you going to preach till I get through? Amen. Be in a football game, first overtime. Man, I'm ready. This thing to end. You get good and good at it. Am I right? All right. So it's the power of the resurrection that gives us, and that's the next word I want you to see, grace. I'm going to hurry up. I got about 10 minutes. Grace. You know what grace is? Grace is unmerited favor. We don't deserve it. We really don't deserve it. But the love of God. For we know not what to pray for. He's our intercessor. We know not what to pray for. Let's go with me to the book. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Look at that scripture. Y'all got that. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Y'all remember the old Apostle Paul? Y'all remember the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul had a problem, didn't he? Verse 8. And sometimes we all have problems, don't we? I had a problem Friday night. I had a problem. I lost my truck in Atlanta. Lost it. Can you believe that? It took me an hour and a half walking around dark streets of Atlanta before I found my truck. I had trouble. Paul had trouble. Look what he said. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. See, he didn't do it one time. He didn't do it two times. It must have been important to him that it might depart from me. Let me tell you something. We all got problems in our life. Amen? But in having problems, before you can deal with a problem, you got to know that the problem is there. Amen? Don't sit here and say don't have an anger problem when you know you do. Don't sit here and say you got a money problem when you broke. Don't sit here and say your marriage is perfect when you know that you didn't say good morning to her. He had a problem. And the first step in correcting a problem is identifying the problem. But he knew that he could not do it by himself. That's the reason why he besought the Lord. And that's the same thing today. If it'll work for the Apostle Paul through the power of the word, through the power of the resurrection, it'll work through God's amazing grace. He besought the Lord. Look at verse 9. And he said unto me, he says, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Listen, brethren. He says, because of what I did, because of me dying on the cross, because I resurrected, because the blood that I shed, it purchased the church of Christ, because we are in the church of Christ, God's amazing grace is sufficient. And that grace comes from knowing what is the word of God and understand that everything going to be all right. And not only is it sufficient, but it is made perfect. That is, it gets gooder and gooder. See, the more you depend on the strength and the grace and the power of your word, each day you live and get more grace, get more power. See, you get stronger and stronger. You get better and better. You get bigger and bigger till you know that all things work out for good for those who love the Lord. But you got to depend not on your job, not where you live, not what's in your pocketbook, not what you see on TV, but in God's amazing grace. And that's the two words you need to meet. It's sufficient. and supply all your needs, not some needs. Then he say, I will be with you always. I believe that, don't you? That mindset, that God's amazing grace. We sing that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch was me. I once was lost, but now I'm blind, but now I can see. See, y'all know what? God knew what he was talking about. When God told us to sing and make melody in our hearts to the Lord, sing with the spirit and sing with the understanding so that we can be taught. See, when you sing and when you say amazing grace, see, when you say those words, you believe them, don't you? See, a piano can't think. You can't pluck a piano. It just sound. But when you sing those words, amen. Y'all with me? See, Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15. In every case, brother, he said, sing, 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 sing. Because see, I need that power, don't you? I don't know what this week gonna bring. I really didn't. I didn't have no idea I was gonna lose my truck. How can you lose a big old truck? I didn't have no idea. I'll be walking around Atlanta all by myself. I didn't know that. I didn't cry. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I almost cried. I ain't going to lie. I got one of them calling and leaned up on the pole. I said, Jesus. Jesus. Pole passed back. What's wrong with him? I'll call on Jesus. And I was so happy when I saw that Coca-Cola bill. I said, thank you. I said, that's where it is. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth. See, I don't know what this week going to bring. You don't know what this week going to bring. See, you can be saved. You can be sanctified. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. But that devil still is that roaring lion. Amen. And that's the reason why we need that power of the name of Jesus. We need that power of the resurrection. And then we need that power of grace. Because it's going to be sufficient. It's just going to make you feel good, amen. Because what's it do? And you use it enough, brother, it's going to make you gooder and gooder because that book going to make you perfect in relationship. Then one more word. I got a minute more, but I ain't got time. Strength. Strength. Resurrection, grace, strength. Let's find over 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1:12. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. I'm doing it in threes, ain't I? I love my brother back there. Thank you for helping me out. He got me in shape. Oh, brother Solid back there. You know, he walked me 6 miles one day, and I'm fussing at him for walking me 6 miles, but I don't believe I made it through Atlanta if I hadn't walked them 6 miles. Thank you, my brother. He told me to come walk with him one day. I thought we were just going to walk a few more miles. And when I got back to his house, I about to fell out. We walked 6 miles. My little thing on my side right here said, yeah, walk 11,000 steps, 10 miles along. Have mercy. I told him when I saw him, I said, thank you, brother. You saved me. Because I hadn't walked those 6 miles. Man, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have made it. I'd be still on the ground somewhere in Atlanta. Amen. Thank you, brother. And I appreciate it. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. And that third word I want to give you is strength. 2 Timothy 1:12. Y'all there with me, please. It says here. 2 Timothy 1:12. He says, for the while, because I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. And there that word again. Underline it. For I know. Do you know that? Do you know whom I have believed? I am persuaded that it is he. Who is he? Jesus. Which is able. Underline that word, able. To keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Do you hear what he's saying here? He says, because of what Jesus did, he died on the cross, he resurrected, God's grace. He said, I know what I've got. I am persuaded that I am committed. I am dedicated. I am gung-ho. I'm fired up. Amen. About this thing called Jesus being saved, sanctified, set apart from darkness by the mouth. Don't y'all look at me like that. Am I the only one understanding? Amen. I'm committed because I know in spite of all that I'm going to suffer. But as I suffer, I'm going to suffer as a Christian. That all things work out for good. Well, I know I'm preaching out my clothes, but that's all right. My wife pointed at me. That's all right. These things fell off. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm country. That's just the way I am. And I'm going to be this way till Jesus come. And I don't need to come here and try to be nothing that I'm not. When y'all know, Jennifer, I've been country for 30 years. Tell the truth, bro. Okay. You just don't want to hurt my feelings. And I'm not going to change. Thank you, dog, for telling me. That better. Okay. Committed. See, because we're going to suffer based on my knowledge, that gives me the strength, amen, to keep on keeping on. In spite of. Let not this world be in you. We in the world, but we not of the world. The world is all around us. That's the reason why it is fire. It is iniquity. It defies nature all the way around us. You know that. We in this world, but we not of this world. That's the reason why he said, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Because I don't want to lose that power. Because that's that power that give me that understanding. And that's what we need. Not about success. You say, what is success? Well, I got a PhD. Well, that's all right. Man, I always dream. I just want this dream home. Man, I just got to have. Oh, man. I just get this job making $25 an hour. Man, but what good is it if you profit the whole world and lose your soul? Or what in exchange will you give for it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Thank God this morning for power. Thank God this morning for being saved. And there be one here today that needs to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is calling now. Jesus says in Mark 16:16, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. I told you what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. 3,000 people were added to the body of Christ. Acts 8, we see the Ethiopian eunuch. Act 9, Saul of Tarsus. You remember Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? He wasn't saved on the road to Damascus. He was told to go to the city of Damascus. Acts 22:16, there was a preacher there by the name of Ananias. He went up to him and said, Paul, why tarry thou? He'd been tarrying now for 3 days. He said, arise and be baptized to wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Y'all remember Cornelius, Acts 10? The Bible said that he and his whole household were baptized. You remember Paul and Silas that went to jail, and they didn't let jail stop them. They had church in jail, didn't they? They prayed and sang, didn't they? But you know what? The Bible said that they were baptized. You can't find nowhere in God's word that anybody was saved by asking Jesus to come into their heart, by saying a sinner's prayer, or laying your hand on TV. The only way you're going to be saved, you got to be buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and verse number 3. Colossians 2:12 says baptism is a barrier. You got to be put under. You got to bury that old man of sin to rise to walk in newness of life. We're just trying to do the Bible way. If you want to be saved, you're not saved till you're baptized. The water is ready. The water is ready. And by the way, did y'all know it was fixed? It's fixed. It's good and warm. It's warm. Last time I baptized somebody, I caught pneumonia. It was cold. I'm just joking. But it's warm. The water is ready. Question, are you ready? You can be saved today. You can put Christ on today. If you're here and you're not saved, you're already saved. And your life just ain't been what you needed to be. You want to start a new day. That's the good thing about life, ain't it? You still breathing. You still got a chance. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you in the blood of Jesus Christ. Come right now as we stand and we sing. Jesus is calling for